Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for June 11th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. This Friday, join David Setters at the City Against MND annual Cricket Day to raise funds for the Motor Neuron Disease MND Association. Can't attend? Donate with a link in today's newsletter. At the event, there will be an auction of international shirts signed by Joseph Butler and prints signed by ex-England wicketkeeper Jack Russell, sourced by Richard Brailsford and Artists Against MND. Thanks to the teams and sponsors, as the event aims to raise over £30,000 for the UK MND Research Institute. Join Dave at Blackheath Cricket Club, London, SE37EY, on June 14th. Play starts mid-morning with the bar open from 11 a.m. No entrance fee. The SEC's Office of Investor Education and Advocacy issued an investor alert that warns about scams involving pre-IPO shares, often promoted via social media, phone, email, and in person. These investments are high risk and frequently illegal, as many pre-IPO offerings are unregistered with the SEC. Scammers use tactics like unregistered sales agents, aggressive cold calling, and exploiting popular trends, e.g. crypto AI, to lure investors. Common red flags include false claims about IPO timing, share availability, and misleading comparisons to successful companies. Investors should verify the legitimacy of both the investment and the seller and exercise caution with unsolicited offers and promises of higher returns. Today we have episode 10 of Futures Discovery, sponsored by MIAX, about the role of the FCM, featuring an interview with Wedbush's Robert Fitzsimmons. He's one of my favorite interview subjects because of how he stays on point. I once joked that when he was with NASDAQ Life and you asked him a question about hurricanes, his answer would be about how the nice thing about single-stock futures is that they are electronically traded and not impacted by weather events like hurricanes. Thank you, Bob, for participating in our Futures Discovery series. CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham is scheduled to testify before the U.S. Senate Committee on Appropriations, Subcommittee on Financial Services, and General Government. The testimony will take place Thursday, June 13, 2024, at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time in Hearing Room 138 of the Dirksen Senate Office Building located in Washington, D.C. CFTC Commissioner Carolyn D. Pham will deliver a keynote fireside chat on the compliance and enforcement landscape at the CFTC during Compliance Week's Financial Crimes and Regulatory Compliance Summit. The event will take place on Tuesday, June 11th at 12:05 Eastern Daylight Time at Fordham Law School in New York City. Nancy Stern is starting a new position as Managing Director, General Counsel at Simplex Investments, LLC, she shared on LinkedIn. Christine Sandler is starting a new position as co-founder at Triple Crown Digital. She has previously served as Executive Vice President, Global Head of Sales for NYSE Euronext. JLN yesterday received $250 for the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign to support our efforts to preserve industry history. Thank you to our anonymous contributor for your very kind gift. Our GoFundMe balance is now up to $78,102 of our $300,000 goal. So far, there have been 220 contributions to the campaign, including some who have given more than once. The World Federation of Exchanges released a paper demystifying tokenization, embracing the future, coinciding with the European Commission stakeholder meeting in Brussels on asset tokenization. The paper advises a balanced approach to tokenization, viewing it as an innovative extension of traditional finance, offering new opportunities without drastic changes. This reflects ongoing investments by exchanges in innovation. Read the release and download the full paper with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were: retail traders push India stock volumes above S&P 500 from the Financial Times; beneath the calm market, stocks are going haywire from the Wall Street Journal; and traders are bracing for volatility on Fed CPI double blow from Bloomberg. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a sponsored content entry from our friends at FTSE Russell. 4 decades of Russell Indexes Reconstitution, a webinar with Cboe and CME Group. This year's annual Russell Reconstitution is fast approaching, with less than 1 month to go until Recon Day, when our recalibration of the Russell U.S. indexes takes effect. As one of the most widely anticipated market events, Reconstitution ensures that the indexes continue to accurately reflect the current state of the U.S. equity markets and their market capitalization segments, large cap, mid cap, small cap, micro cap, industry breakdowns, and style segment. Join the experts from Cboe Global Markets, CME Group, and FTSE Russell, who will discuss how Russell indexes have undergone a series of methodology enhancements over the years and current market opportunities. Register now with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a video from our FIA Boca coverage. Financial journalist Greg Burns recalls reporting on the evolution of the Chicago exchanges. JLN spoke with veteran financial journalist Greg Burns at the FIA Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton for John Lothian News. Burns talked about how he got into journalism and what reporting on the exchanges was like in the early days. He said he had been involved in journalism ever since high school. He went on to get a graduate journalism degree, but covering the futures markets came as a surprise. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's our episode 10 of Futures Discovery. The role of the FCM, Futures Discovery, episode 10. Today we're immersing ourselves in a detailed exploration of the pivotal role of the Futures Commission Merchants, commonly known as FCMs. These financial intermediaries play a crucial role in facilitating futures and options trading, serving as a linchpin in the complex web of derivatives markets. Understanding the intricate responsibilities and functions of FCMs is essential for navigating the dynamic landscape of modern financial systems. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from Aventis. Aventis announces continued growth in client base, global expansion as company wins best trade surveillance solution for Validus platform at Trading Tech Insight USA Awards 2024. Aventis, a leading provider of comprehensive at-scale trade surveillance and financial risk solutions, announced that its Validus platform continues to capture business from firms seeking to move away from legacy trade surveillance providers, with a 25% increase in its client base over the past year. The announcement comes on the heels of another award win for excellence in trade surveillance, further global expansion with the signing of its first South African client, one of Africa's largest diversified financial groups, and a continued high renewal rate for existing clients globally. The company now has clients on 6 continents. My comment: you get the idea that there is a lot to this surveillance thing. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times and Gregory Meyer. Roaring Kitty's favorite stock, tends its cash hoard as sales dwindle. GameStop has used social media popularity to stockpile money with no obvious use while its operations decline. GameStop's e-commerce strategy has faltered. Its bricks-and-mortar store count is shrinking, and its sales are in a multi-year slide. But one measure of the video game retailer is a picture of health, the amount of cash in its accounts. The company at the center of the 2021 meme stock frenzy has once again captivated Wall Street after its shares soared in the past month on little more than the reemergence of the influential social media fan known as Roaring Kitty. My comment. Greg Meyer is the FT's U.S. consumer editor, covering retail, consumer packaged goods, and food companies, but he found a way to get back to his roots covering the markets. It's hard to get them out of your blood once you have covered them. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was a tie between the World Federation of Exchanges focus article, How to Scale Carbon Markets, by Frederick Ekstrom, head of carbon markets at NASDAQ, and another WFE focus article, AI-driven synthetic data engineering for improved digital resilience, by Daria Degtyarenko, senior marketing communications manager at ExactPro. Second was the Wall Street Journal's personal finance books to put on your summer reading list. And third was another feature from the WFE's focus. Travers Smith and the WFE discuss impending regulatory changes. DriveSource webinar. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is a press release from DTCC. The headline, DTCC and SiboClear Europe to introduce new clearing workflow for OTC cash equities trades and deliver enhanced efficiencies to the industry. DTCC, the premier post-trade market infrastructure for the global financial services industry, today announced it is working with SiboClear Europe to deliver an enhanced post-trade workflow for over-the-counter OTC cash equities trades to help increase settlement efficiencies across UK and European markets. DTCC, the leading post-trade market infrastructure, will collaborate with CBOE Clear Europe, the largest and most connected pan-European cash equity CCP, to increase post-trade efficiencies while providing clients with the benefits of an established risk management counterparty. The service will bring OTC cash equities trades into SiboClear Europe's cleared environment, which can then be netted against on-exchange transactions for settlement purposes, delivering potentially significant efficiencies. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Wall Street prepares to tap derivatives regulator to oversee FDIC. Christy Goldsmith Romero would succeed Martin Grunberg, who agreed to resign. The White House is close to naming derivatives regulator Christy Goldsmith Romero to head the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp, replacing the beleaguered banking agency's longtime chairman, Martin Grunberg. Grunberg bowed to pressure to resign from the FDIC in May after an external investigation found widespread sexual harassment and other misconduct at the agency, and lawmakers in both parties berated his leadership. He said he would step down after a successor is confirmed by the Senate. My comment. There's another story, a Reuters version as well. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Hong Kong's identity crisis fuels $270 billion property wipeout. The five-year property downturn is emblematic of a steady loss of faith in the city's status as Asia's premier financial hub. Even in a city famed for outsized real estate swings, Hong Kong's deepening property slump stands out. The home price downturn is in this packed metropolis will soon reach its five-year mark, the longest retreat since the depths of the SARS crisis more than two decades ago. When combined with losses in commercial property, at least 2.1 trillion Hong Kong dollars, or 270 billion US dollars, has been erased from real estate values in the city since 2019, according to a new analysis by Bloomberg Intelligence. Forecasters at UBS Group AG and CBRE Group Inc. predict more pain to come. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.